the guild rats were all asleep, huddled together in clumps against the cold. He was about to drop through the hole in the roof when he saw something. At first, he thought he was imagining it. It began as a whisper of wind, a puff of dust scattered in the moonlight. But the dust didn't settle, and there was no wind tonight. Still, the dust seemed to swirl in one place, gathering in one of the patches of moonlight in the warehouse near the children. And in a second, every child in the guild was awake. The whirlwind became a tiny tornado. Though there was still no wind, something was taking shape. Black specks obscuring and spinning in a dizzying pace to a height of 6 feet. Taking shape through the tornado was a man, or something like a man. The figure flashed blue, spraying light in every direction, and not even Hugh was fast enough to cover his eyes. When he looked again, a figure unlike any he had ever seen stood before the children, who were cowering wide-eyed on the floor. The man appeared to be carved from glossy black marble or shaped from liquid metal. His clothes weren't so much clothes as skin. Though he appeared to wear shoes and was sexless, his whole body was unrelieved black and every contour was crisply defined. He was lean and every muscle was etched from his shoulders to his V of a chest to his stomach to his legs. Most frightening was the demon's face. It looked even less human than the rest of it. The mouth a small gash, cheekbones high, hair a disheveled spiky black, brows prominent and disapproving above overlarge eyes out of a nightmare. The eyes were the palest blue of the coldest winter dawn. They spoke of judgment without pity, of judgment without remorse. As the figure studied the children, Hugh became more and more certain that the eyes were actually glowing. Wisps of smoke curled out from them, from whatever infernal fires burned within that hellish figure.
Children, be not afraid. I will not harm you. But you're not safe here. You must go to Guinevere Kyrena, the one you know as Mama Kay. Go and stay with her. Tell her the Night Angel has returned.
Several children nodded, wide-eyed, but they all seemed frozen to the ground.
Go!
He stepped forward through a shadow that cut the moonlight on the warehouse floor, and an eerie thing happened. Where the shadow cut across the Night Angel, the demon disappeared. An arm, a diagonal slash of body, and his head disappeared, except for two glowing spots that hung in space where his eyes should be.
Run!
The children bolted like only guild rats can. Hugh knew that he should kill this Night Angel. Surely the God King would reward him. Besides, the demon blocked Hugh's entrance to his assignment. The Night Angel stood between him and more than 300 succulent kills. But it was hard to breathe. He wasn't afraid. It was simply that he didn't do jobs for free. He'd kill this angel, but he'd leave for now, making the God King pay him for it. It was completely logical. Fear had nothing to do with it. Night Angel turned his face up, and his eyes locked on Hugh Gibbons.
Dost thou desire thy judgment this night, Hubert Marion?